Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Podcasts are free, so whole thing was pretty over the last year and a half. Has played better than Joe Burrow. We could move off from that because I get the hype with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow this, Joe Burrow that, but guy hasn't been playing good football, and I don't hear about it. I hear about when Lamar struggles. I hear about when Jalen Hurts struggles. I hear about when Brock Purdy struggles. I don't hear about it when Joe Burrow struggles. Everybody just kind of hides into the bushes. So, anyway.
Isn't that because of the injuries, though? Like, that's
mainly the reason. That's a part of it. I mean, last year it was pretty obvious when he went down. He had the calf injury before the season even started. And then he missed, obviously, what was the final 7 or 8 games. And then this year, I don't know. Like, is he laying it on thick because he's not playing well? Or is he legitimately hurt? Like, having your wrist hurt like that, that does feel like a pretty big injury for a quarterback.
I mean, they opened the season last year at Cleveland, just got their braids beat in. He threw for like 140 yards, right? And I get the calf injury, the calf, and you know he's got to sit in the pocket and just throw the football or whatnot. Joe Burrow was very inconsistent last year. Very inconsistent. And they lost a lot of playmakers. I get it. They were very inconsistent last year. I don't think he was having a great year. Not to the standard that we set for Joe Burrow. When you sit Joe Burrow up there and you said, hey, this guy is, some people think, and this was a conversation last season. It was. I saw it on national shows. Who would you rather have, Burrow or Mahomes? They do the same thing. And a lot of people, there's a lot of former players who say, oh, Joe Burrow's the best quarterback in the league. He's the best quarterback in the league. And I just don't buy it.
How much of that you think is baked in that people give Andy Reid so much credit?
I don't know. The goalposts change so much on who we give credit to. Like, now we're not giving Zach Taylor credit for Joe Burrow and the playmakers or whatnot. Zach Taylor's running. I think Zach Taylor's a hell of a coach. Hell of a coach. So I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Well, you thinking he's a good coach and him getting a lot of love, like, league-wide are two different things, right? When I hear who's a schematic genius and who's on the rise and this, that, and the other, people don't give Zach Taylor the credit. They do jump to Joe Burrow. So the reason why I say, like, most people's minds, he's not a top 10 coach is because they go through, and I know you dismiss Tomlin, but people put Tomlin in there.
Right.
You and I probably agree on that. I don't really know how great Tomlin's been. They haven't won a playoff game in years, right? Like, but then you could also say he hasn't had great quarterback play in years. So I think when we're doing these mental exercises, you know, a lot of it is how do you perceive someone? And I think when you beat Mahomes in the playoffs, whether Mahomes was hurt or not, or he played poorly in an individual game, like you're going to get a lot of credit. When you go toe-to-toe with Josh Allen and you beat him, you're going to get a lot of credit. When you go to Kansas City and you lose in the final 2 minutes of a game, you're going to get a lot of credit, right? And I think they've also beaten them during the regular season. And so, like, the legend of Joe Burrow is based on him beating Mahomes.
I've seen Justin Herbert's beat Mahomes.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right? Yeah. Justin Herbert's never beat the Chiefs?
I don't know.
You sure? What about that game at Arrow? That wasn't
nope,
Justin Herbert.
He's never beaten them.
Who was the quarterback who was the Chargers? It was a Thursday night game.
Phillip Rivers.
Was that Phillip Rivers? Williams scored the game with a touchdown? Damn, Justin Herbert. But it feels to me, so this is where I was going to go with it. It feels like we've just put Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow on this pedestal to where they're top five no matter what. No matter what. Unquestioned. And I'm starting to question that. Especially Justin. You know how I feel about Justin Herbert. Now, we'll see with Jim Harbaugh. I think he'll get the best out of him. But Joe Burrow... And everybody says, well, Brock Purdy has all these weapons. It's not Brock Purdy's fault that he maximizes his weapons. He took this offense to a level that we haven't seen in years in San Francisco. It was the most prolific offense we've seen since probably 89. Like, that's how potent Purdy was in the pocket and how potent he was to get the ball to his playmakers. At times, Cincinnati, they play so inconsistently that do they actually maximize the talent that they have? Like, Joe Mixon, for example, goes crazy in his first game for the Houston Texans. And the word come out of Houston is like, well, Cincinnati didn't really use Joe Mixon the way they should have used Joe Mixon. Did they maximize that talent? That's part of the equation with Joe Burrow. Did you maximize Joe Mixon in your run game? Did you maximize Jamar Chase? Have you maximized T. Higgins?
Where's Zach Taylor's influence on that?
Zach Taylor's a good coach, but, you know, quarterbacks got to make consistent decisions, right? Zach Taylor does get a little credit. He does get a little something there, but players play, right? Players play. Is there any question that Mahomes wouldn't be good without Andy Reid?
It would be a little different. I mean, being with Andy Reid, he's amazing. I don't like if I put Patrick Mahomes with, I'm just trying to think of who, you know, Matt Rhule, who was in Carolina. Yeah, I think Mahomes would be good. I don't think he'd be as great as he is. I know. I don't. I think he'd be good. Absolutely. I don't think he'd be great. Like if I put Patrick Mahomes right now with Antonio Pierce, yeah, I'm sure like right this version of Pat Mahomes, I think he'd be really good. But like early versions of Pat Mahomes, like, yeah, I don't think it'd be as close to dynamic as what it is.
Has Lamar beat Joe Burrow before?
I don't know.
He has.
Okay.
So like Jared Goff. They had the wild Monday night game.
Criticisms really bug you.
No, it doesn't bug me, but I'm saying we need to be fair with our criticism. We need to be fair. Like, fair is fair. Jared Goff beat Mahomes a couple times, right? The wild Monday night game last year at Arrowhead Stadium. But that stuff doesn't mean anything.
No, I think on any given Sunday,
anybody could be beat. And these quarterbacks aren't playing against each other. You know, they're playing against opposing defenses.
But why does everyone scoff at Jared Goff? Because in the playoffs, he kind of shrivels, right? And like, people don't believe in him in the playoffs. And I think that's the line of demarcation for a lot of these guys. It's where Josh Allen is currently. It's like, hey, Josh, we know you kick butt in the regular season. Can you do anything in the playoffs?
Yeah, he does do something in the playoffs. He doesn't lose those games. He doesn't drop passes. He doesn't miss field goals. He doesn't not play defense when there's 13 seconds left and the Chiefs got to get a field goal and get about 30 to 40 yards. That's not Josh Allen's fault. That's why he's like, oh, he beat Josh. Well, Josh Allen didn't drop a pass last year against Kansas City. He didn't drop the five passes. He didn't call the fake punt. And Jared Goff, I'm going to defend Jared Goff for a little bit. Fourth down throw to Reynolds. Did that hit Reynolds in the chest or what?
Twice, and he dropped the ball.
Twice. But, Joe, we're going to sit here and say, well, Jared Goff came up short. He made the throws he needed to make. Receivers got to make plays. He helped the Rams get to the Super Bowl when he gets Belichick. Belichick undressed McVay, Jared Goff, and everything, and not having Todd Gurley, it hurts. But it's not so much that the Lamar criticism gets to me. It's let's be fair with our criticism. And what's fair is right now, Joe Burrow hasn't played good quarterback. He hasn't played good quarterback in quite some time. It's been very consistent. And the knock is, as we talk about Tua Tagovailoa and these concussions, Joe Burrow gets nicked up quite a bit.
Oh, that's pretty obvious. I mean, he's hurt a lot. There's no doubt about it. He's hurt a lot. I think the Lamar thing is a little different because their whole offense is centered around him. Like everything that they do is so Lamar-centric. And so when he struggles in the playoffs and he doesn't run, which is his number one attribute all year, you're like, what are we doing? Like, why did you play one way all year? And then in the biggest game of the year where you're a home favorite, you play a different way. I don't understand it. And so, yeah, I think he's going to get crushed. I put Lamar in a James Harden zone. Not that everyone can't stand him. It's that he's so dynamic in the regular season.
Chris Paul, baby.
Chris Paul, same thing. Like, but until you do it in the playoffs consistently, a lot of people are always going to be like, yeah, but. Right. Whereas Burrow's kind of like in this, well, you won a couple of big games. You went on a magical run. You were tied in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl and Stafford had a great drive. And so I think he gets elevated because of some of his playoff moments.
I'd be the first to tell you Lamar struggled in that AFC Championship game. He wasn't right. But what happens if Zay Flowers does a fumble in the fourth quarter at the goal line to tie the game up? I mean, these things happen. Some things are just out of your control. So it is wild, like, you know, Lamar's overrated, yet he's winning MVP after MVP. And the quarterback I saw, you know, and all the performances last year, Joe Burrow had a hell of a performance. And then Christmas night happened. I said, oh, my God. Like, Fred Warner, who we love and adore, had no shot against Lamar Jackson in open space.
No, he was amazing.
They had no shot on the RPO game. They had no shot. So, you know, the criticism, I just want to be equal. And right now, I'd say it right here on these airwaves. Call me a homer all you want to. Quarterbacking my football team today, I'd rather have Brock Purdy than Joe Burrow. Quarterbacking my team. Joe Burrow may have the bigger arm. He may have the better talent. He looks like a physical freak. 6'5", 6'6", has a boxy. He has a hair. He has everything. Joe cool, right? Give me Brock Purdy for what he's doing right now. Brock Purdy's playing mistake-free football. He's getting the ball to his playmakers. He seems like he's calm, cool, and collected. He's got all the commercials in the world now. Right now, I want Brock Purdy quarterback on my team. If I can't have Mahomes and I can't have Josh Allen, and I look at the picking a bunch here, the next 27, next 28, you know what? I'm taking Brock Purdy off my board first.
I think a lot of Niner fans feel that way.
I don't know if a lot of fans feel like that. I don't think a lot of Niner fans feel like that. Now I'm looking at the quarterbacks yesterday. No one can be Brock. But I just say it's just kind of weird how we choose to delegate our criticism.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.